Welcome to the TV show show. My name is Brittany High.
I am Rob Schulte.
Rob.
Yes, Brittany.
We're here. It's the first episode of the new season of the TV show show.
Did you think that we'd make it this far? You've come a long way.
I know. Well, season four. I mean, I had to double check. I'm like, did we do season three? I was blackout. Yeah. No, just kidding. But no, I was legit like, wow, we really have done three seasons. I didn't make that up.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, and we took our time off like we tend to do throughout seasons.
Yeah.
And our friends over at Old Heavy Metal were like, hey, join the fam. Let's put some episodes out quicker than a year. And here we are.
Yes, you will be hearing regular episodes of the TV show going forward, which you're welcome.
Yeah. Everyone's like, no, I need it. Well, here you go.
Where are you going to wait? So we decided what would be the best first episode of a new season. The show has been rolling around in our heads, well, for our whole lives, pretty much. Whew. But we've always played around with the idea of this show. And we're like, when is the right time? And we said, you know what? Now is the right time.
It is.
We're going to watch Elf. Season one, episode five, Keeping the Faith. Rob.
Wow, Brittany.
Yeah, I know.
It's finally here. Alien life form. Yeah. A loving friend. Alf.
Do you know his name is actually Gordon? Why don't they call him Gordon after they realize his name's Gordon?
Yeah.
He tells them in the first episode. It's not like MacGyver where they wait till seven seasons in to reveal.
Angus Elf. That's his name.
Hey, I thought his name was Chad. So this aired October 20th, 1986 on NBC.
Spooky.
I guess. I mean, they weren't doing a Halloween episode at the time. Do you remember anything from this time period? I mean, you were like still prenatal, I feel like, at this time. Let's not give it away. No specifics about ages. Those are the rules.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so weird because like this time in television to me feels like a in between. Like I don't know what hit shows were happening right now, but a lot of hit shows were about to happen, it feels like. And all I can think about is Alf makes me think American Gladiators.
Ooh, oh yeah.
But I don't even know if they entered in at the same time. You know what I mean?
You like, know Alf was totally on American Gladiators for sure. There's no way.
Oh, he had to have. At least by the time season four was going on.
Yeah. You know,
there had to have been a crossover.
When I was looking for fun facts, which this is a great segue to my new segment, Fun Facts.
Oh, Lord.
Fun Facts. But when I was looking for fun facts, I was like, at that time, I just like, Alf is so ingrained in my consciousness from being a child. Like, I feel like he was everywhere on everything. But this was confirmed while I was looking for fun facts. I saw a video of him with Nancy Reagan. It's just like,
oh,
wait, what? Like, it's that deep. Like, I don't understand.
I feel like, I think there was an Alf lunchbox in my home, right? like it wasn't mine. It was my brother's or something.
It haunted you?
Yeah, it was like the lunchbox I envied that I wanted to take to school.
Yes. Can I borrow your lunchbox?
Yeah, the matching box with like a thermos that goes with it. I think there was an Alf one in the home.
Oh, of course. So,
yeah, it was everywhere.
Yeah. I had an Aladdin lunchbox, but we'll talk about that when we do Aladdin. So I feel like we have to address the elephant, the Alf-lent. I'm canceled. Speaking of being canceled, no, Paul Fusco, we're going to call him Fusco, but if he's something else, you just let me know in the comments. What am I saying? Paul Fusco, apparently he's the creator, he's the puppeteer, he's the voice. I did not realize that he was all of those things. Did you?
No, I didn't.
He's also like the main producer. He's all of the things. But you probably heard, I know I did, I guess in like 2010, there was a blooper reel that showed him as Elf making like inappropriate comments and...
Whoa!
Do you not know that?
No!
Oh! Oh, yeah. So I was like, yeah, we have to at least address it. Because if we did yes. this whole thing and didn't mention that. Yeah, because he even said like the N-word and stuff, like it was bad.
Wow.
But everybody was like, Paul Fusco's canceled, not Alf.
Yeah.
So Paul Fusco did pass. And that's why there's like now revival of Alf, because they're like, now Alf isn't canceled. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Alf just had to, like, be Alf on the shelf there for a few years.
He's, like, just biding his time, but that's kind of messed up. Yeah. But I thought this was a really fun fact. Actually, this isn't fun. It's actually super sad, but no, it's funny. The dad, Willie, on the show, he hated the show so much. Apparently, he was like very openly hated being on the show that they said by the end, the actress who plays Kate in the show said it was the final take. After that take was done, the dad, his name's Max in real life, whatever. He walked off the set, went to his dressing room, got his bags, went in his car and drove away.
What?
She said there were no goodbyes at the end of the series of Elf. Isn't that crazy?
What a weirdo, because, I mean, first of all, you chose to be an actor, you know, like, and you got a regular gig, you know, like people, what, they want to be on TV so bad, and this person, A, didn't have the integrity to quit and seek out a different acting, it's like, well, I'll keep collecting the checks, but I'm going to be a real grumpy person the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like, well, okay, I guess this is the cake eating both situation.
Yeah, that's what they say, the cake eating both situation. I want that.
Yes, that's what is in the, that's the common nomenclature, so.
Man, when we're at the end of this, though, we've got to collect all these, like, Alflint in the room, the Alf in the shelf. Because Alf is not dead. I don't even know how to explain this, but like when I was looking for stuff, I've sent this to you, Rob. I told you my brain broke. I don't understand. I found on the internet information, right? Wow, that's so baffling.
You found information on the internet?
I know. It was crazy. So I don't know if it's real. It's baffling, but I read this. Yes. There's a 2020 film. It came out in September of Elf, starring Bruce Willis as Elf, Jude Law, wow. Amy Adams, Zoe Deutch.
What?
I'm like, no, wait. I legit like could not find it anywhere, and I wonder if it got buried. Because it's like it said all of the times that they like, oh, it was like it was shot last year before quarantine, all of that stuff, and it was released in September by Sony Pictures, but I can't find it anywhere. Is it a lie? Why would somebody make that up?
Yippee-ki-yay. It's just like the thumb drive with all of the footage is buried with all of like the ET video games.
Yes.
Just yes. In the middle of the desert somewhere.
Oh, man. I want to see it. Take me there to that desert, and I want to see.
Yeah, I'll dig it up. I got a shovel.
Yeah. So, Rob.
I've also got time.
Yeah, I have all the time for definitely. Rob.
Yes.
Will you read the synopsis? Take a deep breath. It's a long one. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Okay, so this Alpha episode... Everyone knows it's a complicated show, Brittany. That's all I gotta say is people know it's a complicated show. So just take a deep breath. Here we go. Alf takes a job selling cosmetics over the phone.
You're already sold. That's actually how we picked this episode. I was like, which one of these should we watch? And Rob was like, this one sounds funny.
This one sounds real silly.
It like, really does.
God, I mean, like, we have had... writers of television on this podcast.
We sure have.
and they talk about the process and like, I think to the ER episode when they were talking about how like, you know, they must have plotted this out for months and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, 10 years earlier in a different writer's room, people are like, well, what if this alien creature sells makeup over the phone? That's not, yeah, go with it.
Yeah. Why not? Why not?
Oh, man.
All right, Rob, you ready to dive into ALF season 1, episode 5, Keeping the Faith? Question mark?
Yes. Now, Brittany, this episode starts with a family meeting. The family is sitting at the kitchen table with a really unfortunate tablecloth. I don't know. It looks like a bedspread.
No ALF, by the way. ALF is...
No ALF. ALF is not there. It is... It's blood family only.
That's right.
And Dad's looking at the bills. He's like, you know, we gotta do something about this. And then ALF pops up over in the window between the living room and the kitchen. He's like, hey, what's going on in here? Why wasn't I invited to the meeting?
Well, it's like very convenient window placement.
Yes, absolutely.
He spills chips everywhere.
Yeah, and also he takes, it's like when you have the Cheez-It bag inside of the Cheez-It box.
Yeah.
He's like only holding on to the bag part.
Right, well, because product placement.
That's true.
They're like, we didn't get Cheez-Its cleared, so.
ALF wants to be part of this group, and after pestering the family enough, he gets to pop in and sit in on this meeting, Britt.
Yeah.
But we find out more about this family meeting after the theme song.
After the theme song. The gross intro / theme song is how I wrote it down in my notes. It's from ALF's point of view. Rob, you have to tell them the first, very first moment makes you shudder.
Oh, yeah, because you... It's not the first moment that makes me shudder, but it's uncomfortable anytime ALF has like something to do with the lens.
Yeah.
So like seeing a lens come off of this camera and then like later on he like does the hot breath on it. That I don't know why that made me shudder, but it was just like, that is not how you use technology.
No.
Alien.
Yeah. Mercury isn't in retrograde. You just don't know how to treat your technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a sign of, although we've already passed the pilot, it gives us another look at why he crashed that.
That's right.
Spaceship.
That's right. My favorite moment of the intro is catching the mom in the shower. And by the way, all of these little scenes, like there's no audio. It's just like really corny, like elevator music playing over.
Bam, bam, bam.
He's bursting into the bathroom and the mom's like dripping wet, wrapped in a towel. And she's just like waving her arms and her mouth is saying, go away. And like then the next thing you see is like he bursts into the closet where the teenager's on the phone. In the closet. It's just like, what's... Why? Does he not have any boundaries?
Well, yeah. He bursts in on the only two women on the show in like very private moments, but everyone else, like the kids, like coloring at the kitchen table.
Oh, God. With a big stupid hat.
Yes.
And then the moment at the very end where they like... go and take a family photo and you see like ALF running up and standing with the family. And I'm like, wait, he's like 4 inches tall. The whole time, didn't you think ALF was bigger? Like, don't you remember as a kid thinking ALF was like bigger? Is it because I've gotten bigger?
Well, I think there's two things. I think like, obviously there's a child running around in an ALF costume when they have to have his legs.
Yes.
And I just don't think that fits the puppet that they use in every other scene.
No, like, you're right because the ALF as a puppet is like 2 times the size of ALF as the tiny child.
Yeah, and I also think that I used to, and this could be you too, Brittany, but I used to conflate ALF and Harry and the Hendersons as a child.
Really?
For quite some time.
Really?
Yeah, just two furry brown things happening around the same time, and I think my young brain conflated them. But Brittany, when we come back from the opening credits, they're still talking bills in the kitchen, but Alf's now there.
That's right. The family is having money problems. And it turns out we learn in a very short period of time that Alf's been leaving the dryer on for 8 hours every night. It's not really explained why. It's just like, yeah, to keep me company. And you're like, I don't know what that means. But they also, he keeps trying to like not gender Alf. Sorry.
Yeah.
Alf made a long distance phone call to Germany and they're like, why? And he said, well, because the vacuum cleaner and the chicken salad and all this, it's just a bunch of nonsense, which it would have been fun to be in that writer's room because nothing you propose has to make sense. And of course, Alf is eating all the dang food. And the family just agrees Alf's a freeloader, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's in the eating of all the food, you know, the dad's even like, I just don't even think some people know how much food costs. And then my favorite joke, like during all of this, Alf's like, oh, I'm going to put the chips down and I need to get some cookies. And he's like, you don't know how much food costs. And then he's like, hey, we're out of macaroons.
Yeah.
Possibly the most expensive cookie.
Yeah.
That exists.
The most expensive cookie, for sure.
Oh, man, I really loved it. So Alf ends up getting shamed out of the room for being such a freeloader and a parasite, as Alf calls himself.
His feelings are hurt. Of course, so the next scene, they take us to the middle of the night. Alf is in the living room playing the piano. The mom comes out and is like, I didn't know you played piano. And I was like, okay, cool, because I wasn't sure if I missed something. I was like, I also didn't know Alf played piano.
Well, he's not as good as it because it doesn't have any red keys.
Yeah.
See, because he's an alien.
I love
and
that.
On Melmac, they have white, black, and red keys on their pianos.
It's so complicated. Why is the mom so compassionate here? Alf's like, you guys called me a freeloader. And she's like, I'm sorry. Like, that was, we didn't mean that. And I'm like, he is a freeloader. He is.
Yeah. He's also kind of a prisoner. And I think Kate's beginning to feel a little bit of guilt here.
Yeah.
But Alf does have, like, I don't know what you call it, but the sort of feeling where he is trapped, but he also feels guilty and wants to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
But all he's ever done is sell phlegm on Melmac.
Yeah.
He can't sell phlegm on Earth.
Well, and you know, what kind of job can an alien get? Like an alien that looks like Alf, of course. Like, what could you possibly do? And that's when he sees a postcard. It's just like a little piece of junk mail. We've all seen it. Looking for a job.
Oh, we've all been there.
We've all been there. We've all considered calling the number. Looking for a job to make some money now? Call this toll-free number.
Yeah.
So he calls him up.
We buy gold.
We buy. Well, there's a sign outside of my house that says we buy houses.
Yeah. Well.
So, and flip them. And flip them. He calls them up and whoever's on the other line says they're going to send him some product and he'll be selling that product.
Yep.
Which takes us to our next scene. Kitchen table with the kids. Boxes full of products. Alf is selling cosmetics.
He is. Lynn and Brian are a bit skeptical that Alf can actually sell the cosmetics, but he's like, hey, I got this. I'm going to sell them over the phone.
Yes, it's totally fine. He doesn't even have to appear.
No, he can just be a smooth talker, which we know Alf to be so far.
He is. And I love that. I do actually like that they have him talking like that smooth talker, like, oh, hon, you need to get some serum on those eyelids. Oh, sweetie. Oh, darling. You gotta. I love that. That was actually kind of a cute moment.
Kate, honey, listen to me, all right?
But Lynn is actually very excited to, I guess they're all very affectionate at this point. They're only 6 episodes in and they're besties.
Yeah.
But Lynn's really excited to get a facial. And there's this whole gag, which I was like, it's not as fun as I think they intended, like that you just like smears crap on her face. And I'm like, okay, cool. Glad that
the doo-doo
over.
Facial.
Yeah. The doo-doo facial.
Yeah. Oh God.
Speaking of the doo-doo facial, do you want to take a commercial break?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do that. I got to apply my lobster blush.
That's right.
Hey And we're back. It's the TV show show. I'm Rob. That's Brittany. We're talking Alf.
If you smell something, that's just the doo-doo facial. Oh, man.
This was like the era of like a facial means you have to slather as much of a product as possible.
Right, right. Now,
on your face.
Now these days I'm like, dime size. This shit's expensive, man. Like, don't be wasting it. Scraping it out
of the... A little bit goes a long way, I'll tell you that.
It's so true. The parents are in the next room. The mom's sweatsuits are so classic. Do you see how, like, involved? It had, like, a drawing on it. Did you see, like, a landscape drawing across her pink sweatsuit?
Wow. That is involved. I did not notice that when I first watched this. I pulled it up right now, yeah. And it's like... got depth
it
to
really
it.
It really does. Somebody thought that through.
You know, one thing I wanted to point out, though, Brittany, just before we go too much further, is that, like, all of these cosmetics are bought by, like, the woman's, like, Terry Faith. Like, yes. How we've got Mary Kay here. This is, like, a Terry Faith
oh my God.
Thing, which is why it's called, like, Faith of the Heart. But we should come back to this a little bit later. Anyway, Alf's got, like,
Rob.
10 towels he's carrying through the room.
Rob.
Yes.
For real, though, you just said Terry Faith, Mary Kay. Like, that's just the first time. I didn't realize that. I thought it was weird. I thought maybe Terry Faith was, like, a thing back then. But I'm so young, obviously, I don't remember. Wow.
That's true. That's true.
Thank you for spelling that out for me.
If you have thoughts, you can call in at Tool Time, care of Binford Tools, 20.
Yes.
But yeah, a phone call rings and it is the rep of the local chapter of Terry Faith. And guess what?
What? What?
Alf is newcomer of the month.
Yes. Oh, wait, the lady's name is Ginger. So he's like, hey, Ging. Hey.
Oh, yes, Ginger.
Hey, hun. Hey, babe. How's it going? Oh, you look amazing. I look amazing. We're vibing. No, he didn't say vibing. but imagine.
Well, the thing is that they know what they're talking about. They know that hunting sashes are going to be hot this
yes.
season.
I don't know what that is.
Well,
I still don't know.
We'll have to post a picture because neither do I. But Alf blows the lid off the operation makeup situation.
Yeah, the parents are upset that he has a job.
Yeah.
They're like, we told you not to get a job. And I'm like, well, you are also complaining that he doesn't contribute. So this is the conversation I have with my dog on a daily basis. I'm like, you don't do anything. You don't pull your own weight. He's only like 16 pounds. He's barking during my podcast. I would be overjoyed if he got a job.
Yeah, you can go mow the lawn.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to make your allowance.
Oh, man.
Anyway,
can
you imagine Quincy in a tiny little lawnmower?
I just was. I was like thinking, it would take him a long time. With a tiny little lawnmower, it'd take him all day. Man, but Alf convinces the mom that she needs makeup. And it was at this moment, because,
yeah.
You know, like, oh, it's so funny. I'm distracted by Alf. You know, there's conversations happening. But this is the first time, like, it's kind of like you sit down, you're looking at the mom. The Alf is looking at the mom. He's like, oh, you look amazing. And that's when I noticed her hair. Did you notice the mom's hair?
Yes.
It was like an actual.
Yes, I had thoughts.
Oh, tell me your thoughts, please. Describe the hair in question.
I feel like if I saw it in real life, I would be a little taken aback. I feel like it looks a little wig-ish, but I think this mom is pulling it off.
Oh, yeah. She is pulling it off. She's pulling the sweatsuit off. She really is a treat. She is. A giant order of makeup arrives.
Oh, yeah. Can I also just say, like, the giant order comes right after the mom decides that she is going to buy some sub-reflecting chin buffing paste.
Oh, God. Like, I can't even... You walk us through, like, that conversation. It's like, oh, it's $50. Actually, it's $10. Okay, it's $5. How much money do you have? It's $2. I guess I told you to explain it, but then I explained it. So...
Yeah, Alf just doesn't know how business really works.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Thing is, yeah, like you said, this huge order comes and it becomes a realization to father of the Alf house, Max or whatever, that Alf is the newcomer because he's bought the most, not because he's made the most sales.
Yes.
And Alf is in a multi-level marketing, you know, essential oils, leggings type pyramid scheme.
That's right.
But with makeup.
And he put it on the dad's credit card.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
No risk for Alf.
No. The little kid comes in with green stuff on his face and he's like, it's burning. Does he give you Opie vibes?
Yeah, a little bit.
I think that's what they're going for. I feel like I'm just glad he's not wearing the dumb hat, because like in the theme in the intro and in the first episode, because I know I had to watch it for context, he's wearing this big dumb hat. And it's like, what? Please lose the hat. Like, I'm so glad they lost the hat.
Well, and they're just like using this kid to come down and be like, oh, my face is green, just so that the sister and the kid can leave the room so there's less people to deal with the plot going forward.
Yes, yes. The parents are pissed at Alf. It's hilarious. The dad grounds him. How can you ground an alien? He's not allowed to leave the house anyway, or he'll end up like E.T.
I don't know.
So
there is some weird child parenting an adult alien situation. I don't know.
My name's Gordon.
Yeah. When the delivery driver had left, he made a peace sign and he said, keep the faith. And I think it was supposed to be this running joke that like Terry Faith, they're getting fucked over by Faith. It's just, but it just doesn't work.
No.
When the kids end up leaving and everyone's angry, Willie, not Max, he is told by Alf that Alf thinks that his career is threatening Willie, and that's why Willie's upset.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, my God. But there's no time to be angry because Alf has thrown a party to sell all of this makeup.
It's actually, he was... bought all the product to be able to host like a makeup party, like a Tupperware party was a thing back then.
Yes.
And the doorbell rings and he's like, all the women are here. You guys are the host. I'm going to be in the kitchen. Don't take any personal checks. See you. But like the parents are like, of course, all these ladies burst in. And the parents are like, oh my God, what are we going to do? The dad's like, they need to leave. And I'm like, well, those women are ripping open the boxes like crazy people. Like,
just tearing them
like,
open.
Give me the makeup. Give it to me.
I want it. I want it. I want it. I want it. Me. I want it. I want it. I want it.
Can I get an espresso and a strudel now?
Yes. Well, I would love an espresso. And and I said espresso. So does everybody in the episode.
Yep. Espresso.
And then the delivery driver's like, I'm just going to back up the truck to the front door because there's more product arriving.
Alf's putting a bunch of spray cheese on crackers. We get a really weird fade cut to 5 minutes later. I don't know. And everything's getting sold. The woman from the movie Serial Mom, who says gore,
oh my God,
a lot, decides she's going to buy the guacamole skin toner. Mm-hmm. And this is something that I specifically wrote down, Brittany, because... I think it goes back to that facial from earlier where it's just like slather on a bunch of mud.
The doo-doo facial.
Like, yeah, the doo-doo facial. This is also like, no, we can't say avocado because no one knows what an avocado right now.
We didn't know what avocado was.
It's guacamole facial.
Yeah, we didn't know about, I remember when guacamole sounded fancy. I remember when
well, that's true.
My boyfriend learned how to make guacamole and it was like, he was like out raked
ooh,
me.
La.
Yeah, I was like, okay, upgrade.
But people are buying things left and right.
They really are. They're going crazy over the makeup. It's obviously working out. Nobody even goes for the spray cheese. Can you imagine you order a strudel and somebody gives you a cracker with spray cheese?
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
I don't think I'd want to live in a world where that happens.
Yeah.
So thank God Alf is fiction.
Yes, yes.
Or is it?
So next scene, it's nighttime. They're all back at the kitchen table, just like the beginning. Alf has a really long receipt. And it turns out they made all the money back, plus a little left over to pay for the long distance call Alf made.
Yeah, can I tell you that it was my favorite line? We made it all back plus a small profit. Yeah. It's like, what did you make back? The rotating bills that you have to pay?
Yeah.
The little bit, like, what?
Yeah, he bought $4,000. If you remember, $4,000 of product. He maxed out the credit card. Like,
and a small profit.
And a small profit.
Oh, yeah. So I guess it's like they could pay back all of that.
Yes.
But still, that does. It was very awkward.
It's very awkward.
It was also awkward that Alf was like thankful everyone believed in him, even though they
didn't need to do anything. He didn't actually. He just made the spray cheese crackers.
Yeah. He made everyone's life a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. They're still on a budget because Alf is eating chips in every scene.
Yeah. Keep slamming them around and they're flying out the bag. Like, that's wasteful.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, he gives Willie and Kate some luggage and a trip to Dayton at the Terryland Hotel.
That's right.
And that's only the beginning, folks, because next week we'll be packing those bags and leaving for beautiful Dayton.
Where the family's going to stay at the Eyeshadow Hotel, where Terry Faith is preserved in a revolving crystal casket. Terrifying.
It is horrifying. Yeah, you know, in those pyramid schemes, they have like the, oh, if you sell this much, you get this. And if you sell this much, that's why they have the pink cars and stuff. So yeah, he won luggage and a trip to Dayton, Ohio. That's hilarious. And the family is like, as they should be, they're not like overjoyed. They're like, oh, okay, thank you. Appreciate
it. Yes. Yeah. I will definitely wear this sweater, grandmother.
Sure. But yeah, that's the end. That's the end.
Yeah. Did you watch the end credits?
Oh, no. I got the heck out as fast as possible.
You probably should. You probably made... So here all it is you, Alf playing the piano, like we saw in the like second scene of the show. Mm-hmm. But you don't hear anything. And you just see Alf playing the piano, which is just a puppet playing the piano. So he doesn't even look like he's playing the piano. But the theme song to Alf is playing. And that is a piano song and a relatively upbeat piano song. So it looks like a slow motion Alf is playing an upbeat
theme
song. It's just
trippy.
Awkward.
Oh, it sounds awkward. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you, okay, so
but yeah.
What did you think? Because like, when was the last time you even watched Alf? I probably should have asked you that at the beginning. It's like, I haven't watched Alf.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yes. It had to have been sometime in college.
Really?
And before that, on a rerun somewhere.
Oh, I feel like I've never, I don't remember ever watching Alf. I just know Alf is ubiquitous and I don't know a life
same.
Without Elf.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what episode I watched ever.
Yes,
you know.
Yes, but what did you think?
Honestly, I really liked Alf. Like we've talked about earlier, we both watched the pilot as well just to make sure that we could be on the right page. I think it's dumb. I think it doesn't quite hit the mark a lot of the times. But I really like having a show I can not be afraid to get up from the couch and go do something else and come back and be like,
yo, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't lose anything
you
here.
Didn't.
I still got the thread.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, go to the bathroom. You're not going to miss anything.
And they're never going to make a show like Alf ever again.
Except for, except for they're like, begging to make another Alf show, apparently.
Sure. But it would be, it's different.
It's different.
You know?
It is different. You know, I actually didn't want to lead this with like any kind of negativity, but I'll tell you now that it's the end. My thinking was after I watched it, I was like, wow, like we watched Alf so you don't have to. Like you don't need.
Well, that's also
you
true.
Don't need to watch Alf is my main takeaway. I don't ever need to see Alf again. I'm good on Alf for the rest of time, personally.
Yeah, I think Alf is a show you could fall asleep to. You know what
maybe
I mean?
Like, you could fall asleep to.
You'd be terrified of that.
Yeah.
Those cats.
Oh my gosh.
No. Oh yeah, the whole sub thing of Alf wanting to eat cats too.
Yeah,
didn't really come up in this episode.
It didn't come up in this episode. But that's what everybody says when you say, you know, oh, I'm going to watch Alf. They're like, oh, he likes to eat cats. And I'm like, I don't know.
You know, I will say, just to put a different little spin on things, mm-hmm. that made this viewing, the reason maybe I was a little bit more positive towards it, Brittany, yeah. was that at the time of this recording and at the time of me watching this episode, I did watch this while celebrating my half birthday, which I thought that you might want to know.
Oh my God, that's so true. I missed your half birthday. It was on February 8th.
Yeah.
Are you taking me to court?
I can't well, I would just like our listeners to, we might have new listeners. This is what I'm trying to say. Yes. You know, if it's a new year, it's a new season. If you would like to hear about the time Brittany took me to court for missing her half birthday, just look for that episode in the feed of Judge John Hodgman. I don't hold it against you, Brittany. We get there, but it made Alf a little bit more special to me. How about that?
Rob, I just, while you were explaining to them when I took you to court, and one, P.S., John yeah. Hodgman said I was special. I wrote down in my calendar, Rob, half birthday, which is really interesting because I have everybody. I can't believe I didn't have that on my calendar. So I have failed you. And if you want to take me to court, I totally understand.
Oh, wow. You know it was so hard for me to wait until the
man.
End of this episode.
You deserve
to say that. You know that.
You deserve this. You deserve this. And I failed you. And you know what's so weird is you had said something like earlier this week, something like you're like, oh yeah, just celebrating a lot of different fun times. And I'm like, yeah, for sure, me too. Whatever. I thought you were like pre-Valentine's Day celebrating.
Hey, something. A little bit of both. Yeah. A little bit of both. No. You know, Rob, this I wasn't trying to be too obtuse.
Yes, you... Yeah, just trying to be a little obtuse.
Yeah, just a little weird.
No, this is great, though. This is great. I deserve this.
Well, you know what our audience deserves, Brittany? They deserve...
What?
To... know what we're thinking about doing next episode.
Yeah, I was thinking, what do you think about doing Xena?
The warrior princess?
The one and only. I don't know any other Xena, personally.
The only thing I know about Xena is that I recently found the entire box set, so the answer is yes.
Okay.
And that I started watching the pilot, which I don't think we should watch for this. We can... We'll keep the audience a little bit
yeah,
more excited.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She does a tongue yell Ooh. When she attacks people. She goes, I had no idea.
I didn't either, but I just jumped on board. I was just like guessing. Oh, man. So sorry, Jeremy, you had to sit through that.
Yes. Brittany, why don't you tell everyone where they can find us on social media?
You can find us on social media at Pink Jeans Productions. We are a small but mighty team of Pink Jeans
yes.
Productions. We have Jeremy Siegel to thank for our theme music and for editing this episode. And it's just such a great team. I'm really thrilled about our team. But we have Pink Jeans discussion group on Facebook. Of course, we have a Pink Jeans group on Facebook. It's great. It's good times.
Yeah.
Rob, how can...
It really is.
How can you support us? It's really good.
Okay, so there's a couple of things you can do. And... If you go to our website, you got a lot of links that can help.
Oh, yeah.
It's pinkjeansproductions.com. Mm-hmm. From there, you can click our Patreon link, which helps us out financially, mm-hmm. which is great. Mm-hmm. You can also go to your podcatcher of choice. Most people use Apple Podcasts, and they leave a 5-star rating and review, which helps us in the algorithm.
Totally.
You know, yeah. So other people can listen.
That's right. You don't steal it all for yourself.
Yeah.
Share with the friend. Yeah. Share with the friend. Share with your meemaw.
Yes. Meemaws love Alf. And let me tell you, Brittany and I get along with meemaws as
well.
Oh,
I love meemaws.
Just put it on. Scrub the tub. You're going to have a good time.
Yes. Oh, man. Well, I'll see you later, Rob.
Okay. Bye, Brittany. I'm excited to watch Cena.
Okay.
All right. Oh, bye.
The Alflint.
Angus Alf, that's his name.